Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read to you three things that happen during a trial. Of course, you have to be a willing person to do these things, but God's willing to do them for you if you'll allow Him to and you'll look to Him. The first thing is, number one, trust that God will redeem you. And that word redeem means to rescue. That's from Job 15, 17 through 20. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 there shall be no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. So he will redeem you. He will rescue you. I know all of us are feeling the crunch of the economy right now. I have been in situations where I've seen the shelves be a little bit empty, and I'm thinking, what's happening and how bad is this going to get? But I just know that I have a God that watches over me, and He will redeem me. He will take care of me. The second thing that God will do if you let Him, He will keep you. Now, the word keep there means to preserve. Psalm 33, 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. And He says here that even during a famine, I can keep somebody alive if I want to. I can keep them. I can preserve them if I want to, and if I am asked to, and if somebody's trusting me to do this. Now, I've never seen, I was talking to somebody that is going to lose quite a bit of their income in the next month. And while I was talking to them, they said, you know what? I've never seen the righteous begging, the righteous forsaken, or them begging bread. And I thought, you know, that's really true. God is the one that really keeps us. It's not the government. It's not seeing the economy do well. It's trusting in Him. The third and final way that I go to God about and trust Him when I'm going through a trial is God will provide. Now, that word provide means to supply. He will supply our needs. Psalm 37, 18 through 19. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. There it is, the famine again. And He's saying that even though famine is going on, He can make sure that you are satisfied. He can supply your needs. Well, we're on the West Coast right now in meetings, and I tell you, I said, God, is there a reason why you sent us to the West Coast during this time when fuel is so expensive? You know, I laughingly said that to God, but I'm having to just trust Him and say, you know what? God can take care of this, and He can be the one that provides. He will be the one that supplies our every need. And recently we were in Chico, California, and I'm the one that was trying to find a gas station that we could get diesel fuel. Now, at that point, we needed to put 350 gallons of fuel in our rigs. Now, just think about that for a minute, 350 gallons. Now, at this point, it's $7 a gallon for diesel fuel out on the West Coast. And I said, God, can you help me find a place? And so I started. But when I look for places, I can't just go to normal. I got to go to truck stops. Well, sometimes they're harder to find in California. So it's got to be a big enough place that we can pull into, because we're as big as a semi-truck. So as I look, then I have to open up Google Maps and look at the place to make sure it's big enough for me to pull into. And there's three of us that need to pull in there. So as I was doing it, I found a place, but it didn't seem like a normal place that you can get gas. So I called them and I said, I'm an RV. I have two RVs and we need fuel. Can we come there and will you let us fuel up? And she said, well, normally we're for a private industry where you have to have a card where you get your fuel from us. But she said, Yeah, I will help you be able to work that out if you'll come and see me inside the office. So we went over to this place, and it was called Pacific Pride. Now, some of you already know what that is because your church maybe uses it because it gives discounts to if you have a card, and then once a month they bill you for your fuel. Well, they're not along the interstate, so we have never used one before. So I went into the office, and we were there a whole hour. It was quite an ordeal just trying to work out all the details of getting those three rigs. I had one man give me a dirty look because my truck was parked somewhere he didn't think it should be, and he gave me more than a dirty look, if you know what I mean by that. But anyway, so finally everything was done. I went in, and we had over 350 gallons, and I said, okay, I'm ready to pay, and so she had to count up. I think it was four different pumps, you know, and she added it all up. And she said, you know what? And her manager was sitting right behind her. And she said, let me help take care of this. And she came up and she gave me a discount of $5.99 a gallon rather than $7 a gallon, what it was. And I said, wow, thank you so much. And, you know, I got really excited and et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, you know, that's just the way God's going to provide during this time. Now, the bill was still almost $2,000, but it would have been nearly $2,500 if she would have charged me what she was supposed to charge me. So I'm rejoicing and realizing that God can supply whenever we need Him to, if we'll just trust Him. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.